Well, the referendum date has been set, June the 23rd of 2016. Well, today is March the 2nd, and what I thought I'd do is just read you some of their tweets, because Leave.eu is very prolific on social media. So, here are today's tweets. Leave EU retweeted Out and Proud at Out and Proud UK. Good coverage of our campaign published in at Pink News this evening. Leave EU retweeted at Jack Duffin. At Brenda Chilton, support for the EU means backing the tearing apart of the NHS through TTIP. Hashtag EU referendum. Leave EU retweeted at Sarah Alexandra H. There are at least 32 Labour MPs keen for Brexit, but not going against official position. At Brendan Chilton calls on them to join at Labour Leave. Leave EU retweeted, hashtag woking, hashtag leave.eu, at MKP Davis. Ready to hashtag go, go, go for Saturday. Leave EU official, grassroots out, and Brexit. Democracy is coming home. Leave EU retweeted, Duan Farr, at groovee underscore one. Great to see Brexiteers united for the same goal, at Leave EU official, at vote underscore leave, at grassroots underscore out, at better off out. All the campaigns together, out in the marketplace, all showing the same message. And here's one direct from Leave.eu, which is at Leave EU official. Former Tory Chancellor Lord Lamont backs Brexit. Welcome aboard. Hashtag Leave EU. IDS responds to Number 10's dodgy dossier released this morning. This dodgy dossier won't fool anyone and is proof that Remain are in denial about the risks of remaining in a crisis-ridden EU. David Cameron accused of releasing dodgy dossier in support of EU membership. Hashtag leave EU, hashtag go. And that's from the at independent as well. Again, from leave.eu. Pro-Brexit ministers will have access to papers, says Cabinet Secretary. From at Leave EU official. At AF Neil, exposing dodgy figures in Number 10's dodgy dossier on hashtag BBCDP. No single market in services, our largest export. Single market access, perfectly viable after Brexit, but not essential. Hashtag Leave EU responds to Dave's dodgy dossier, saying it's pure fiction. Post-Brexit on trade, why would EU pick on us? With a huge trade deficit and WTO rules on tariffs to most favoured nations, they wouldn't. Leave EU retweeted from at democracymovemt. How, via EU membership, we have lost our voice and influence around the world's real top tables. Hashtag Brexit. Hashtag Leave EU. And from at Leave EU official, Mayor at Boris Johnson backs report saying London could be Europe's world city after Brexit. The real problem that lies in overcrowded schools comes from unsustainable immigration. We need control of our own borders. David Davis calls for the HMRC to release their numbers on EU immigration, hashtag PMQS, hashtag Leave EU. That's in reference to Prime Minister's questions, which would be going on today. Will the PM instruct HMRC to release those statistics immediately so we can learn the truth about EU immigration? PM's response? These numbers are quite complex. HMRC has given greater information. Well, where is it? National insurance numbers provide a more accurate picture of migration. More than 2 million issued to EU immigrants over the last 5 years. Hashtag PMQs. Cameron dismisses the request, saying the migration data has been released. He continues to lie to Leave campaigners. Hashtag PMQs. Hashtag Leave EU. Leave EU official welcomes the former Chancellor of the Exchequer, Lord Lamont, to Brexit. Quote, Britain has almost lost control of its borders. Of course we need some immigration, skilled and unskilled, but we do not need immigration in the hundreds of thousands. There is no economic case for it. Quote, from Lord Lamont. And finally, from at Leave EU Official at this time, let's leave EU on June 23rd. Join the People's Campaign at leave.eu. The date is finally here. Let's make the 23rd of June our Independence Day. That's just some of the tweets from leave.eu official. Join them on Twitter, but don't forget to head along to their page as well, which is simply leave.eu.